heavenly good. Follow as I read these five verses. I don't know if you've thought about this or not, but as you think about passages of Scripture that declare for us, give us the Christmas story, if you please, of the birth narrative of Jesus. Matthew tells us some things. Luke tells us piecing together the first week of Jesus' ministry. He does some things like the next day, and 2 days later. When you piece all that together, you realize that John is driving home that just as Genesis gives us an account of the creative activity of God in 6 days, resting on the seventh, that John wants us to know that the Creator is the Redeemer as well. We see that in our text today. One writer has said, before we can really know Jesus Christ as Savior or Lord, we must come to be aware and acknowledge Him as the offended and rejected Creator. Because you see, before Jesus was Bethlehem's babe, He was in the beginning the Creator of everything. Jesus as Creator is an important doctrine of the Scriptures, and yet I would venture to say that there's not been much you and I have studied in Bible study settings through the years, in sermon deliverables through the years, that would emphasize Jesus Christ as Creator. And we just read together from Colossians a few minutes ago, in Colossians chapter 1. Verse 16, where Paul is speaking of Jesus Christ. The image of the invisible God, he says in verse 16, for by Him, that is by Jesus, all things were created. In heaven, on earth, visible, invisible, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And it's the same assertion of Jesus as Creator that John begins the Gospel account with. Begin at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John is challenging, encountering the thought of the day. And he uses this word, logos, which is translated Word. He said this logos was in the beginning. When you go back, as far as you can go back, when you go back to the time when we're told that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the Logos is there. The Word is there. John tells us furthermore, not only was He in the beginning, but the Word was with God. If we could see the force of that, look, what it says is this: the Word was face to face with God. The Word had face to face fellowship with God. And then it says this: God that it's not a far step. John said in John's Gospel, we beheld His glory. You see, if you're looking at the Creator who's taken on human flesh, veiled in flesh, the Godhead, see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus miss